was a big difference and scored more points than we did.
I ain't gonna say. I don't know. I think we competed at a high level the whole game. Our defense competed. They completed more plays than we did. They made more big plays than we did.
Was it frustrating the way you were playing, but the scoreboard was kind of kept tilted in their favor?
It wasn't. Of course, it's frustrating to be down in the game, but we got to keep our composure as a defense and keep playing. And I think we did that throughout the game. You know, turnovers happened, everything happened. We competed through the whole game.
You think the team will still be able to do that, keep their composure, stay together?
Oh, yeah. I think we'd be all right. That's just the type of locker room we got. We always come to compete. I don't care who we're going against, what our record look like. Sunday is coming. We're going to compete at a high level, no matter what's going on.
What do you say about that fast start that you guys got off to? And that's the way you want to start off games.
We want to start at every game and finish games the same way. I think we started off good, played two good. The first half good, a little slip up in the third, and then we got away from it. You seen that, huh? You seen that touchdown pass he got? It was a holding on that. He pulled me by my waist in the end zone. Should have been a safety, but, you know, they don't call them calls all the time, but it happened. That was the momentum swing right there.
How critical a point in the season do you think this is for your team, knowing which way you're going to go?
How critical is what?
At this point in the season, when your team kind of not sure which direction you're going to go?
I know one thing about this team. We're going to compete. I ain't worried about the rest of the outcome. I know one thing. We're going to compete no matter who we playing on any given Sunday, and that's what we do. And that's what we're going to continue to do no matter what.
Jadeveon Bill said the blame is on him. He's not doing a good enough job coaching his team. What do you think about that?
Hey, Bill take the blame all the time when we lose. But, you know, that's a coach. You know, he put himself above everybody, so he put it on himself. And, you know, you can't say nothing about it. But as a players on the team, you still want to say, come on now, everything ain't on you. We could have did some different, made more plays than we made. You know, stuff that could have went our way, but it didn't happen like that.
Can you put your finger on what went wrong in the second half?
All I know is I'm out there playing defense. Our defense playing. We're doing our job. Compete. Offense moving the ball. I don't know where really went wrong. I'm not a coach. I play.
You hadn't contained the first half. You didn't really do much. Mm-hmm. Third quarter in particular, your offense kind of exploded on how
it happened. Yeah. Like I said, that 99-yard touchdown really kind of gave them momentum. A couple turnovers after that put them in good field position. You give offense field position with the weapons they got on offense, they're going to make plays. And I feel like we can make plays toward offense if you turn the ball over and give us a good field position. It's all about momentum in the NFL, and they had the momentum after that touchdown, and they kind of took it from there.
What second touchdown drive they had in the second half? You were on the sidelines for that entire drive. Was there any reason why?
Coaching. I'm not a coach. I play. They made the decision to have me on the side. I don't argue with the coach. I just do what they asked me to do. And that's what I was doing.
Those the only plays you sat the whole game?
Do you watch every game, don't you? How many times you see me sit? All right, then. That's coaching.